Okay, so we're on Daf Peichet. Okay, we're on Peichet, page 175. Everybody all set? And this is the Siyum Masechet Yoma, and I'll say more later, but we're very grateful for the generosity of the Romine and Odeid Weiss for sponsoring and for their participation, as well as for everybody's participation. So I'll begin on Peichet Amud Aleph. So yesterday we discussed, we said that according to Rav, if a person davens ne'ilah, he doesn't have to daven maariv. Ne'ilah is this extra tefillah that we daven on a Yom Tzom. So in the Gemara, it wasn't just we only do it on Yom Kippur. In the Gemara, it could be on a Tanis, you could have it, and for the Ma'amadot as well. So then we said that Rav says his statement, according to the opinion that holds that tefillah arvid is chova, that maariv is an obligation. But if you daven ne'ilah, then you exempt yourself. That's what Rav says. And then the Gemara quotes a brisa that says that it doesn't exempt it. The Gemara quoted a brisa that even if you daven ne'ilah, you still have to daven maariv. So that was the steer. Rav says that ne'ilah patters you from maariv, and the brisa says it doesn't. Now, let me just refresh your recollection from yesterday. We said that why is it called ne'ilah? Ne'ilah means like the doors are closing. So with the Yerushalmi said there's a machloket. According to one opinion in Yerushalmi, it means the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, that they would close the doors of the Beis HaMikdash in the afternoon after they lit the menorah, and they would close the doors when it was still daylight out. And then another opinion says it's Ne'ilah Sha'arim, when the gates in heaven are closing, and that presumably would take place after the fast is over. So we assume that the opinion that holds that if it's the gates in heaven, that Ne'ilah is at nighttime, after nightfall, which is the way Rav holds. So we think Rav holds you daven ilay after nightfall, and Rav holds since you daven this extra tefillah, it can count for maariv. And the other opinion holds you can daven ilay even during the daytime. So let's take a look in further in the Gemara. So on the second line on Pechet Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says Tanayim. It's really a machloket Tanayim. The Tanya we learn in the Braisa, Kol chayavei tefillah tovlin kedarkan biyom kippurim. That everybody who's obligated to be tovel, to immerse themselves in a mikveh, can immerse themselves in the regular fashion on Yom Kippur. Means that even though on Yom Kippur is an Easter rechitza, but this tevilah is not l'shem tana, not for benefit, for comfort. It's for it's to fulfill one's, to purge oneself of tov. So, well, that's an issue that you have a problem with it, but the Gemara assumes that you can avoid that problem. So, kol chayvei tefillah tovlin kedarkan biyom kippurim, it means, let's say a person had touched a dead body, and now it's the seventh day of his tahara, or he had touched dead sherets, so he could be tovel on that final day, which is Yom Kippur. Nida v'yoledet tovlo kedarkan b'leil yom kippurim. A nida and a yoledet, so they have to wait till the completion of a period of time. We're in the third and fourth line on Peichet Amud Aleph, 80 a day. Nida v'yoledet tovlo kedarkan b'leil yom kippurim. They are tovel in the normal fashion on the night of Yom Kippur. In other words, on Kol Nidre night, they could go to the mikveh. The Gemara says, Baal Keri, here's the key line, Baal Keri tovel v'holeich adam mincha. That a Baal Keri, a man who had a seminal emission, can be Tovel only up until Mincha. Now, Rashi connects this, the Gemara learns in Bava Kamma that Ezra was talking to Tevila the Baal Kerian. Ezra made an enactment that if you're a Baal Keri, you can't study Torah and you can't daven until you Tovel. So here, the Tana Kama says that if a person's a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur, he can be Tovel up until Mincha, meaning he needs to daven, so he'll daven as he needs, and then he'll tovel if he needs to daven mincha. Afterwards, though, he won't be tovel because we assume that ne'ilah is at night, so he can wait till Yom Kippur is over and then he'll daven ne'ilah. So Rav is going to say that this opinion will hold that that ne'ilah patters you from maariv. That's the way Rav will interpret the brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kula Yom Kulo. Rabbi Yossi says that Ne'ilah is during the day, and Mamela, a person could be, a Baal Keri can tovel the whole day. So Ad Kan, so we've set up already that it's Machloket Tanayim. Okay, well, welcome back, Michael. So again, so we had, let's just all focus, okay? So we said that, Rav said that if a person davens Ne'ilah, he's exempt from Maariv. And then we had a Bryce that says, you still have to daven Maariv. So now we quoted a different braisa, the one we just read, and this braisa says that according to one opinion, you would daven the ila after nightfall. Rav will interpret that as meaning that Tana will also hold you're exempted from Ariv. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds you'll daven ila during the day, and Mamela, you won't be exempted. So if that's correct, it's machloket tanayim. We're on line 5 on Peched Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Ruminu, but we pose a contradiction from this braisa to another braisa. Ruminu, Hazava, these are a man who has an emission, a woman has a certain type of emission. Hamitzorav, Hamitzorad, Saraz is a type of affliction I think people are familiar with. Ubo Alnida, a person had relations with Anida, Utmei Mate. If a person is Tame from contact with a dead body, Toblin Kedar can be Yom Kippurim. That's the same as the previous braisa, so that certain people can be Tovel in normal fashion on Yom Kippur. Nida Violetet, Tovelo Kedar can Belela Yom Kippurim. Anida Violetet, they can be Tovel on the night of Yom Kippur.
Someone wants to get in or out? You parked too close. I could look.
Who?
Yeah, whoever had contact.
No, it's not me. That means.
Well, he's the Honda.
What? Yeah, it's not me. It's not me. Not me. Okay. Yeah, it's not me. I'm not in the curve. I'm
talking about another.
I'm on Clover.
Yeah.
But you mean in that house over there? No. I think you're mistaking my car.
You took the first spot.
No. I took in front of Nathan Goldberg's house. That wasn't
in front of his house.
Was the person who took up two spots was a black Honda. Was not me.
Oh,
not me.
Oh.
Not me. Okay. That's a black.
Okay.
You
drive a black Honda?
I do, but that's not my car. Okay. So the Gemara says. So again, Uraminhu on the sixth line from the top. Hazava Hazava Hamitzorav Hamitzorad Bol Nida Tmei Tovlin Kedar Kam Yom Kippurim. So certain people can be Tovlin Yom Kippur. Nida Violetet Tovlo Kedar Kam Lele Yom Kippurim. And Nida Violetet they'll tovel on the evening of Yom Kippur. But this Braisa says. So here, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama in the previous Braisa said that a Baal Keri is Tovel V'Holech Kol Mincha. This says Kol Yom Kulo. Rabbi Yossi Omer Min HaMincha L'Mala Ein Yecholech Bol. So here Rabbi Yossi says that he can't Tovel for Mincha. So the shitod are totally okay. The shitod between the two brises are totally reversed one with another. So the Gemara says So the Gemara says lo kasha. There's no contradiction between the brises. Haditzali tefila ne'ila that the last within focusing on Rabbi Yossi in the last brisa says that once from mincha forward the Baal Keri can't be tovel anymore. And the earlier braisa says he can tabla the whole day. So Salokasha, Hadatsali to the Nila. In other words, if he already daven Ni'ila, so now he has no reason to Tovel. Hadatsali, but the first one is talking about where he didn't daven Ni'ila. So the Gemara says, Itatsali, if the second braisa is talking about that everybody daven Ni'ila, my time, my Durabana. What's the reason for the Chachamim who hold in the second brisa that you could tabel the whole day if you already daven ila, you daven all the tefillah of the day? So the Gemara inserts a new variable. Kesavri Rabbanan tefillah bezmana mitzvah. The Chachamim hold that tefillah bezmana mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to be tovel at the first opportunity that you could be tovel. So in that second brisa, the Chachamim hold that in Achinami, Ni'ila is daven during the day, but they also hold Tefillah Bizbana Mitzvah. So even if you daven Ni'ila, but now you could be Tovel, so you should be Tovel right away. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Mechal Rabbi Yossi Savar Lav Mitzvah. So the implication that would be that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tefillah Bizbana is Lav Mitzvah. But Hatanya, the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa where Rabbi Yossi holds that it is a mitzvah. If a person has the Shem Hashem written on his flesh, and I don't know why you would want to do this, but he has it written on his flesh. So the way Rashi learns, he shouldn't bathe because of the chashash, he'll wash off the Shem Hashem. He shouldn't anoint himself with oil. Lo yamod makom atinofet. He shouldn't stand in a very schmutzy place. Nizdam lo tefillah mitzvah. If he has a tefillah mitzvah, so he has to be tovel. So he'll wrap like a reed grass around the Shem Hashem and then be Tovel. And the idea is that the reed grass will, you know, prevent the Shem Hashem from being erased. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yorid B'Tovel Kedarko. Rabbi Yossi says, just go right away and be Tovel. Watch the Shaf Sheit. In other words, as long as you don't rub it away. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi holds, if you have a Tefillah Mitzvah and you can't find a reed grass around, don't delay it. Just go and be Tovel. So, yeah, so they say that it'll be wrapped around loosely in a way that it won't be a chatzitza. That's what they say. It'll be wrapped around loosely in a way that won't be a chatzitza. And this is the way Rashi's learning. And the idea is it's the currents, like the force of the water, which would cause the thing to be erased. And again, they say the ink is still wet, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. Any event, so the Gemara says, V'kaimelon v'tfilah b'zmanah mitzvah pligi. And we've established in that very last brisa that the point of dispute is whether tefillah b'zmanim is a mitzvah or not. That it's a mitzvah to be tovel when at the first opportunity that you have to be tovel. So Rabbi Yossi in this last brisa holds that tefillah b'zmanim mitzvah. The previous one he held not this way. So the Gemara says, "Hahi Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda." So the Gemara says the last brisa was Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta. He's the typical Rabbi Yossi in Shas. The earlier brisa that spoke about the Valkyrie and Yom Kippur was Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. The Tani Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Meir Dailat Tfilah Teba Achrona. Yossi bar Yehuda holds, this is a case in Masechet Nida, which I think people remember. This is a woman who, she leaves, she was pregnant, she comes back, she had miscarriage, doesn't remember whether it was a male, doesn't remember if it was a female, doesn't remember if she saw blood at the time she miscarried. Hello, she doesn't, and then she has 3 weeks to where she doesn't have any blood, and then 5 weeks afterwards where she sees blood 1 week and blood not another week. So there's a machlok between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So Beit Hillel says she'll be Tovel 35 Tevilot. Beit Shammai says, I think it's like, I don't know, like 70 Tevilot. But Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Meir, Dailat Tefilah Shtei Bachron. Rabbi Yossi says, look, she can wait till all the Sfeikot are over, and then she'll be Tovel. All right, let's just pause for a second and kind of summarize what we did so far. So, and welcome Rabbi Basileli. We said that Rav holds that if a person davens ne'ilah, so he's pater from davening ma'ariv. That was the basic idea. And then we had a stira from the brisa that didn't sound that way, that even though if you daven ne'ilah, you still have to daven ma'ariv. And then we said it's really machloket tanaim. And then there was a tana that held like Rav. And we said Rav also holds that the zman for ne'ilah is after nightfall. You can only daven ne'ilah after nightfall. And the other shita will hold that it's during the day. Okay, then we got into this side issue about whether tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, but the ikar is though that we don't tovel on Yom Kippur. Halach l'maisa, nobody tovels on Yom Kippur. Okay, that's halach l'maisa. Okay, now let me do the last couple lines. Yes, sure. You mean tefillah with a tough pay yud lamed hey?
Let's do English. Prayer or immersion?
Right.
How do they compare?
I think there's two separate obligations.
Like prayer.
Yeah.
You get star and then star tefillah is bond. You say to tefillah. Oh. It's a tefillah and it's a tefillah is
bond. Oh. All right. Well, I still think that there are different from one another. In other words, here. There is an idea that you should daven tefillah b'zmanah, and then the prayer should be daven in the right zman. And then there's a period of time where it's not quite b'zman, but you still get like, you're right. Let's say.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Okay, Fern was asking about the connection between tefillah b'zmanah and tefillah b'zmanah, between immersion in the right zman and prayer in the right zman. So there is an idea, let's say Sof Zman Tefillah is 10 a.m. in the morning. And b'dieved, you could be yotzei chakras till 12 noon. So if you daven after 10, so you get schar like tefillah, you don't get schar like tefillah b'zmana.
Right.
Okay, that's one aspect in halakha. Now with this tefillah b'zmana, so here there's a machloket, whether there's a special mitzvah b'chlal, that I should daven tefillah b'zmanah. Is there a special, imperative on me that I should be tovel at the first opportunity have to be tovel, or is it just ride open and loose? Everybody agrees that tefillah, by tefillah, everybody agrees you should daven in the right zman. Everybody holds with that. But by tefillah immersion, so there's a machloket whether there is a mitzvah to do tefillah bizman or not. Do you understand?
Yes, so it's not right.
Right. Okay. Who, what, say again?
It's my friend Fern. She's also a lawyer.
In other words, you're saying why?
You're talking about prayer?
I think it's the Torah says, this everybody got like livened up here. So the Torah says that when a woman's a nida, the Torah says, v'safra shabbat yamim afar titar, that she counts 7 days, and then she has to be, she becomes tahor. So I think that there's I don't think we get into the issue of mitzvah zman grama. Also, I don't think that's a mitzvah zman grama. Mitzvah zman grama means like a time on the calendar comes around and then you're chayv in the mitzvah. This is different. In other words, she became anida and now her own clock begins going. You understand what I'm saying? That's not a mitzvah zman grama.
Wait.
You're talking about tevila with immersion? You're talking about
immersion.
So there's no concept? What are you saying? No. I'm saying this is all the inyanim with nida are not connected to Mrs. Seisha's van Grama. They're not connected to it. So the women's obligation to be tovel bizmana is not connected to Mrs. Seisha's van Grama, but there's a sheet in the Gemara that tevila bizmana mitzvah that you should do it at the first earliest time. Okay, tevila immersion. Okay, let me just wrap this up. This got a little rougher than I thought. Okay, now. Let's all focus on the last piece of Gemara, and then we'll wrap this up. Hopefully, okay. Okay, so we're 8 lines from the bottom on Peched Amud Aleph. Okay, so Tana Rabbana, we learn the Braisa Haroa Keri Biyom Kippurim Yored V'Tovel. If a person has a man has a seminal mission on Yom Kippur, so he will be tovel. He will immerse himself according to the din of the Gemara in a mikvah. In the evening, he'll rub himself, to clean himself off. So the Gemara says, what good does it help to clean yourself after you? In other words, you clean yourself before you immerse yourself in a mikvah to make sure you don't have a chatzita, an interruption. So how does it help him to immerse and then to clean himself off? The way I should understand the Braisa is mi ba'erev yishav sheif, meaning going into Yom Kippur, everybody should clean themselves up. So if they have an obligation to be tovel on Yom Kippur, they won't have any interruption. And then in parentheses, which means we take it out, Savra mitzvah the shafshef. Now, Tani Tana coming to Rav Nachman, the Tana taught before Rav Nachman, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, the person sees a seminal mission on Yom Kippur, Avonotav Mechulin Lo. His Aveirot are forgiven. In other words, it's somewhat counterintuitive, but in other words, if you see Keri on Yom Kippur, this is holding, it's a good semen, we think. It's Avonotav Mechulin Lo. So we think it's Avonotav Mechulin Lo, the carry, and it means that you still carry unintentionally. So Rashi says on the first white line downstairs, Siman Tov Huze Yireh Zerav Yareich Yamim. That's a quote from a Pasuk, and Rashi quotes it again later on in the very bottom line. It's a sign that he'll have a lot of children, and he'll have progeny. We'll see in a minute. So there's two ways to play this out, and we'll see. He says, Bahatanya, so the Gemara says, Bahatanya Avonotav Sidurin, but in another Brisa we learn that if a person sees Keri, his Aveirot are all laid out in front of him, which sounds like he's in Gahak Tzuris. So the Gemara says, My Sidurin, what does it mean? Sidurin, Sidurin Limachel, they're lined up for Mechila. So Tan de Beir Shmuel, Brisa was taught in base, Medrash Shmuel, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, Yid'ag Kol HaShana Kula. if a person saw Kerem Yom Kippur, and this is coming out a little differently, a person should be worried the whole year that he's in a bad situation. And here Rashi on the first very wide line downstairs says, maybe in Shemayim they weren't receptive to his tanis. And in other words, he's trying to abstain and observe all the five inuyim. One of the inuyim is Tashmish Amitah. So from Shemayim, and this was below Ben Tavin, it's like they're like feeding him, not feeding him, but they're giving him something that would have been prohibited. So that sounds like maybe his fast was not acceptable. And then back in the Gemara, Vimal Talo Shana, but if he makes it through the year, Muvtachlo Shu Ben Olam Haba, then he can rest assured that he is a chilek in Olam Haba. And I'll just read one more line, then I'll pause. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tedesh Kol Olam Kul Ra'ev B'Hu Saveya. Everybody else in the world is like abstaining from things, and he's like Saveya. In other words, in this aspect, he didn't you know, kind of like observe the fast, but nevertheless, he made it through the year. So then he could take it as a siman that he's a tzaddik. Okay, that's the way the Gemara has it with that. Okay, let me just pause for a minute. Now, Rabbi Basile, did you want to say something? Okay. All right, let me say a few words, and then I think we'll wrap it up. Okay? Well, what can I tell you? All right. This Shabbos, we lay in Parshas Matot Maaseh. So in Matot Maaseh, we have the mitzvah of the Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge. So the Ari Miklat are mentioned in a number of places in Chumash. It's mentioned in Parshat Mishpatim. It's mentioned also in Bat Chanan. And it's mentioned here in Parshas Maaseh. So Simon in his Sefer, he quotes from the Rokeach. The Rokeach was Rishon. He says, now in Beit Hanan, it mentions the six Ari Miklat, the six cities of refuge, that when a person kills B'shogeg, he flees to those cities. So it says in Beit Hanan, it mentions the cities, and it says that Golan Baba Shalom Nashi, and then it says Vizora Torah Shesam Moshe L'Fnei B'nei Israel. This is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu put before Klal Yisrael. So everybody asks, what is that pasuk coming to teach me, Zora Torah? What is it doing here, and what is it teaching? What is the Torah that Moshe put before Klal Yisrael? So the Rokeach says three things on this. The Rokeach says, it mentions Golan. He says he's merames that a person should be gola l'makom Torah. A person should exile himself to a place of Torah. In other words, everybody. And then he says, and that's the Torah. And then also, just like with these, there are six Ari Miklat and then 42 additional cities. So B'sach HaKol, you have 48 Ari Miklat. So and similarly, the Torah is acquired with 48 Kinyanim. The Arba Imushmona Debarim HaTorah Niknik. That's what the Mishnah says. And then thirdly, he says that it teaches that Divrei Torah are Kolten. Just like a person flees to the Ari Miklat and he gets refuge there, so too the words of Torah, like they harbor a person. They protect him. They take the person in.
Hello.
Okay, please, everybody needs to mute themselves. Okay, one time. Okay, okay.
Well, I want to say something.
Okay. So one of the ideas is that a person should be goal of the Makom Torah. So Rav Simon says that he heard, and I'm not going to go through the whole piece. He says he heard from Chaim Yaakov Goldbeck that why do they call it to be Gola the Makom Torah? Why is going to Makom Torah called, you know, going into Galus? So he says that's to teach you that going to, like, you know, getting a harbor in a place of Torah is a matter of like life and death. Just like the person who's fleeing from the Goel Adam, the person who killed B'shogeg, he's fleeing from the Goel Adam, and he gets refuge in the Ir Miklat. So too, everybody has to get refuge in Torah, get refuge in Torah. So the idea is that, you know, if a person, you know, like we're all battered by so many things during the day, like just non-Torah pulling us away, and then things that aren't Torah that are trying to seep into our lives. And standing to the idea that a person has to be goal of the makom Torah, a person has to find a refuge with Torah, and take in the Torah. So, and he adds on at the end, I'm taking little pieces of this. It's a much fuller piece, but I just want to make sure we're okay time-wise, that if you look in the first paragraph of Shema, there are also 48 words. From the beginning of Shema Yisrael till Usharecha is 48 words. So it means that when a person is like immersing in Torah, it's like V'hafta Hashem Elokecha. He's medubak. He's clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here with the Daf Yomi, there are different ways you could do this, but the people who come to the Daf, and Yeshua told the people who have been learning the Daf, if you come to the Daf, so each day, you know, like you should, hopefully, ideally, you shut out the world when you come to the Daf, and you just focus on the Daf, and I think that it's a very good thing. You get this miklat, you get this safe harbor. Everybody needs to be go l'makom Torah. So ideally, you know, a person, if they can set aside a large chunk of time to go study in yeshiva or to go somewhere else, that's nice. But being that people are working and they're trying to balance their life, I think coming each day to Daf Yomi is a very nice balance with it.
There's a
Just one minute. Okay. I got it. Just one second. Okay. One minute. Aaron Moshe, I heard you. Just 1 minute. So I want to give a big yeshko to all the people who are learning Daf Yomi, whether they're online or they're here. And some people I understand can't be here, though I think it's better if you can be here, it's here. And my bracha that you should continue on learning, and it's a big accomplishment just completing Maseches Yoma. If you think about all the things we learned in Maseches Yoma, you'll see even though each day was just like 1 hour segments, but you know, sabsachakol, one drop, and then after the weeks and the months, it really adds up, and you have more. And each person has a different relationship with Daf Yomi. So the more you put in, the more you get out. If a person comes once a month, so they get one thing. Comes once a week, you get a little more. You come every day, you get more than that. And then you come every day, and then you review everything, you get even more than that. So that's it. So let me just hear what Aaron Moshe wants to say, and then we'll go to then Obadiah will be assigned for us. Okay. Aaron Moshe, now's time. What do you got for me, Aaron Moshe?
I wanted to say that the Aptarov, the Oy of Yisrael, from Yeshua Heschel, he says similar, but he says the Ari Miklat, the six Ari Miklat is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, those six words.
Right.
Then he wants to say that for Hafta, that's the 42 Masois.
Right.
That Klal Yisrael. So he says, if you do that, you'll be okay, and you'll thwart off all the Yetzirah and all the evil inclinations.
Okay. All right, so let me go. So now, Odeid, so now you'll finish up the daf, you'll do the Hadron, and then we'll have the Kaddish, and then that'll be it, okay? What? It's okay. Did this help you? What do you need?
No, I can do the same from here.
You're fine. Okay, here. 1 second. Okay, here you go. Okay.
You muted yourself.
What?
You muted, not muted, you deleted yourself, so we don't see your...
Can you see me now?
No.
All right, 1 second. I'll work on it, all right. Okay.
Now you're good.
Okay, go ahead.
So, where am I?
You're starting from the Ki'ata Rabdim. 2 lines from the bottom. In the Gemara. It's 10 words from the end of the Masechta, you said?
I lost them.
Last 6 words.
Let me have.
No, I mean the wrong page.
Kiata Rav Dibi Amar Mapish Fayai Sagei Umasgei Adran Alech Yom Kippurim Slit Alech Masechet Yoma.
Yeah, no. Hadron Alech.
Adran Alech.
Yeah, Rabbi Basile says you should explain the last line.
So, Rabdimi
came.
Kiata Rabdimi, Kasher Bar Rabdimi in Eretz Israel. I guess he came to the Galus, to Babel. Vaet Peri Biyom Ze Simanu בפיש חיי סגי ומסגי, מרבה חיים גדול ומגדיל, וסימן הדבר, ככתוב, יראה זרע יאריך ימים, כמו שנאמר בישעיהו נ"ג.
אוקיי, 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 אז let's do הדרן.
הדרן ערך יום הכיפורים, וסליק עלה מסכת יומו.
אוקיי, all
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want. You're the bomb.
I just want to say that every masechet since Brachot, I learned a little bit from every masechet, and you know, I learned 18 in Brachot, and then in Shabbat we learn about this couple. You know, we learn about the Munbas family, and you know, and there is the story about the mother-in-law who burns her, and there's no explanation. It burns her daughter-in-law. And you know, in Masechet Eruvin, you know, I called I think it's Daf Memei Amud Bet. It says Adam imaded bekiso bekoso bekaso, and you know, this thing stays with me like this Chochmat Chaim. You know, and I went out and showed it to Meir Avitan when we discussed a person that was very angry, and I said like, it's actually in the Gemara. And so I want, like, in every daf, I have something that, you know, stays with me. And I like we learned in the daf, the Peivav, at the end, it was the first daf Aleph, at the end, it says, "Gdolat tshuva shemeviya refuah la'olam shemagat kisei hakavod." And I want to dedicate this siyum that we should all make tshuva because we need tufa la'olam, because the world is very sick, and I hope the Kaddish and the Adran that we're saying will help us get for a better tshuva.
Yeah. Oh, I see Rabbi Yismach online. Rabbi Yismach, did you want to say something? Rabbi Yismach?
I don't have good reception. I don't know if anybody can hear me.
I can hear you. Yeah. We hear you. Everybody hears you.
Okay, listen, if you could all hear me, all I could say is the bracha. As the Messiah is about to make, it should be the same way you'll be able to finish this Masechta. You should be able to finish this and start many others, be Messiah them, and continue the trend and until you get through Shas. Now they're starting, what, 7 Masechtas in 8 months. So I'm very excited, hopefully to finally be able to join you in person, not only in spirit, but also in partnership. So I look forward and a mazel tov to you all. All have great success from this.
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Right. Okay. We finished 20% of shots. That's it. Yeah. 20%.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's do the Hadron. Okay. We're all set.
Adran alach masechet yoma v'adran alan da'atan alach masechet yoma v'da'atan alan lo nishtanei manach masechet yoma v'lo tishtanei manach lo ba'alma adein v'lo ba'alma da'atei. יהי רצון מפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתהיה תורתך אומנותינו בעולם הזה, ותהיה עמנו לעולם הבא. חנינה בר פפא, רמי בר פפא, נחמן בר פפא, אחי בר פפא, אבא מרי בר פפא, רפרם בר פפא, רפיש בר פפא, סורחב בר פפא, אדה בר פפא, דרו בר פפא. הערב נא אדוני אלוהינו דברי תורתך, בפינו בתפיות עמך בית ישראל, ונהיה כולנו, אנחנו בצאצאינו, בצאצאי צאצאינו, בצאצאי עמך בית ישראל, כולנו יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך לשמה. מאויבי תחכמני מצוותיך, כי לעולם יהי ליבי תמים בחוקיך, למען לא אבוש לעולם, לא אשכח פקודיך, כיוון חייתני, ברוך אתה אדוני, למדני חוקיך, אמן, 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 סלע ועד. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיישבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיישבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בטלים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים והם רצים. אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו בהם ואני אפתח פח. יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהי כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת יומא, כן, תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לי ולזרי,
יעמוד
לנו
ולזרינו.
ולזרינו שלא תמרו שהתורה מפינו ומפי זרינו וזרע זרינו עד עולם. ותתקיים בנו, בהתחלך, בהתעלכך, תנחה אותנו. תנחה אותך, בשוכבך תשמור עליך, והקיצותה היא תשיחך, כיווי ירפו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימי בימינה, בשמאלה, עושר וכבוד, אדוני חפץ, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום. יתגדל ויתגדל שמי רבה.
אמן.
למה דברה הוא עתיד להתחדה ולהיה מתה ולהסקה, יתפון לחיי עלמה ולמבנה קרתה ירושלם, ולשכללה החלה וגבה, ולמעקר כל חנה נחראה מן הרעה, ולאהבתה כל חנה תשמיה ולהתרה, וימליך קודשה בריך ובמלכותה ויקרה, ויצמח פוקנה ויקרב משיחה, בחייכון ובמכון ובחיית כל בית ישראל, בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ואמרו אמן.
אמן. אמן.
יתברך וישתבח ויתפאר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתחדר ויתעלה ויתחלל שמי דקודשה בריחו תהילה מכל ברכתה ושירתה תשבחתה ונחמתה דאמירן בעלמה ואמרו אמן. על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תלמידי הון ועל כל תלמידי הון ועל כל מן דעסקין באורייתא די ואתרא עדין ודי בכל אתר ואתר, יהא לאון ולכון שלם הרבה חינה וחיסדה ורחמין, בחיי עריכי ומזוני רווחי ופורקנה מן פודם, עבורון ונשמיה והרעה, ואמרו אמן. יהא שלם הרבה מן שמיה וחיים טובים עלינו ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום ועם רומיו, הוא יעשה שלום, הוא ברחביו יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן.
אוקיי, 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 אוקיי. מייקל פרנק is going to do the first Mishnah and then we have a Suda, okay?
Suka shehi gavoa lamalo me esrim ama ksula. So my focus in the opening Mishnah, the height of a sukkah, higher than 20, this top, higher than 20 amas, the Tanakhama says pasul, Rabbi Yehuda mashir, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. V'she'ena gavoa esrim tvachim, v'she'en la Defanos, now he's giving the parameters. Okay, if it's she'ena gavoa esrim tfachim, if it's minimal, if it's too short, okay, if she'en lo shlosha defanos or doesn't have, what's that? Tfachim, yeah, for a midget, it doesn't have three walls. It's also puzzle. And if it's the schach is too thin and there's too much, too little shade or too much sun, it's pasul.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go. Okay, everybody's invited to the Suda. It's sponsored by Odena Marina Weiss. We're very grateful to you.
Michael.
Okay.
Well,
so everybody's
Michael. I wanted to tell him to make me a play. I'm in the country. Rabbi, do you hear me?
I do hear you.
I'm in Vacation Village. I wanted to dump the place. All right.
I'm on my way upstate, so I know what you mean.
All right, have a good trip. You went now. During the day, they had a lot of trouble going up. I went early in the morning. I went early, it was no problem.
Yeah, a lot of rain, a lot of traffic. All right, have a wonderful Shabbos.
You too. Have a great Shabbos. I'm having Rachel and Avi kids here.
Beautiful.
You were Rabbi Yismach.
Good to see you, Ruth. Good to see you. Mazel tov. Okay. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Good night.